Come, Holy Ghost, our souls inspire,
and light and wisdom.
From God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Welcome to our service this morning, and especially to any visitors here today. And for those who wish to receive communion who are not of the Church of Ireland, you are very welcome to do so. Our service begins on page 201. It is a communion service because today is Pentecost Sunday and we celebrate it along with Christmas and Easter with the Eucharist. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that he has given us. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets."
Lord, have mercy on us. Write these your laws in our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Almighty God, who on the day of Pentecost sent your Holy Spirit to the apostles with the wind from heaven and in tongues of flame, filling them with joy and boldness to preach the gospel, by the power of the same Spirit, Strengthen us to witness to your truth and to draw everyone to the fire of your love through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jerusalem, many pilgrims had come for the great Pentecost Harvest Festival. As Jesus had promised, the Holy Spirit of God came upon the gathered company of disciples with great power. They found themselves impelled to proclaim the resurrection gospel to everyone who would listen. The epistle is from Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not these who were speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
Full of
Jesus' teaching about the Holy Spirit describes him as one who represents Christ to us, revealing to us many truths about the world and about God, leading us into all truth. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to John chapter 15, beginning at verse 26. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. But I have said these things to you, so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I've said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of the world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This is a good news day for Ella, Carol, Eileen, May, Cairns, and all the Cairns family and their friends, as we gather here in St. Columba's to welcome Ella into our church family. And we do all of this on Pentecost Sunday, when we come to celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit to give confidence and direction to us all, just like it did to those disciples who were so fearful on that day of Pentecost. Ella has the unique distinction, as indeed do her parents, Tara and Gavin, and their family, of being the parishioners who live closest to St. Columba's. They are closer to the front door of this church than I am, and they have that unique distinction. The difficulty is trying to cross the King's Road. Sometimes, if the traffic is heavy, it can take you a long time, but they are in sight of the church 24/7. And so we gather here to welcome in a new member. And that is an opportunity of encouragement. It's an opportunity of blessing to us all to support Ella, her parents, her godparents, her brother and sister, and the whole family on this day of great joy and this day of celebration. Ella is beginning a new journey. And all of us here in St. Columba's are not bystanders watching in. We are all part of this service of baptism and also of this Eucharist, when later on we'll all have the opportunity to come forward to receive the body and blood of Christ to sustain us, to strengthen us, and to focus us as we endeavour to serve Christ in both word and deed. Those disciples were having a hard time of it, weren't they? They had been through so much. In many ways, they were through a roller coaster of experiences and of emotions. Their leader, Jesus, had been crucified so cruelly. They thought it was all over. And then 3 days later, there was the news of the resurrection. And Jesus was amongst his disciples once more. And then, 40 days after Easter, he ascended into heaven. But he told them to wait. Now that is something you and I find hard to do. We find it hard to wait. Ever see people in a traffic congestion or in a queue? Are you held waiting on the phone while you are connected with somebody? Sometimes in those experiences, it brings out a side of our personality that we're not best pleased. Well, those disciples were told to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, following the ascension of Jesus up to heaven. And they did just that. They did as they were told. What a lesson that is for all of us. And they were not disappointed, because the Holy Spirit did come on Pentecost. The color red in church today, celebrating the fire of the Spirit to give energy, to give focus, and above all, to give confidence to those disciples where confidence was seriously lacking. They didn't know where to go, they didn't know what to do, and they had lost that spring in their step. That was all changing on the day of Pentecost. Jesus had delivered his promise, he told them to wait, and he told them they were not going to be on their own. The Holy Spirit, the Advocator, the Comforter, was coming to equip them and to support them. And that is really good news. All fires need looking after. All fires have to be stoked up, and all fires need fuel applied to them. Otherwise, what happens? It goes out. And a fire that is going out and losing heat is not very effective. And sometimes that can be true of all of us. We can lose the fire and the heat out of our discipleship to serve Christ because we are tired, perhaps because we are just not thinking, or maybe we are a bit lazy, or maybe our agenda is on other things. Today gives us a fresh start. The coming of the Holy Spirit to not just to those disciples on that first day of Pentecost, but also to us. We need that fire of the Spirit to encourage us, to get us going once more, to live and work and to serve God in both word and deed. It is on this day that we welcome Ella Carol Eileen May into our church family. And as we fill her with the power of the Holy Spirit on her baptismal day, so too for all of us in our response to Ella's arrival. May we support her wholeheartedly. May we give her and her family a warm welcome. And may we do all that we can to support and encourage from this day forward. And also to support and encourage each other as we continue the work of ministry here, but with the new realization that we're not on our own, that the power of the Holy Spirit is with us to give us fresh energy, new focus, and real confidence to get out there and to reset our priorities. Our priorities should be fixed upon God and upon each other, because people are the most important. How often we can be busy doing other things and not focus on the importance of the individual, all of us made in the image of God. And Pentecost brings us back to basics, to think about each other, to be focused and to be confident in our response to each other as we seek to serve God. This comes at a time of year when we are approaching the summer holidays after a long academic year when much has been done. And if we're honest, all of our energy levels are perhaps a bit lower. But Pentecost gives us a spring in our step as it did to those disciples. Now we have a choice. We have a response to make. And what's it going to be? I hope it's going to be yes to receive the power of the Holy Spirit, and yes to be confident in our ministry and in our discipleship as we seek to serve Christ and to support and to encourage one another. And on this day, in particular, for Ella, Carol, Eileen, May, Cairns. The Archbishop of Canterbury summed all of this up in a very forceful and very helpful prayer. And the words are these. Gracious and generous God, you became poor so that we might be enriched by your love. And you gave the world's wealth and resources as a common inheritance of all human beings. We pray you would strengthen your church to be a beacon of hospitality for the poor. We pray that, seeing the light of Christ's love, the nations and peoples of the world may fight not to kill, but to outdo one another in care for the poor and in actions of gracious generosity. Through him who for our sakes did not grasp the wealth of heaven, but instead gave all to live for us as a slave and die for us in pain. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Let's make that our prayer. And let's be focused on people no matter where they are. Let's be outward looking to do what we can in confidence to serve God, to have a love of God and a love of neighbour. And if we can do that, Pentecost is really a day of joy and of celebration. Amen. We come now to our service of holy baptism. Our Lord Jesus has told us that to enter the kingdom of heaven, he must be born again of water and the Spirit, and has given us baptism as the sign and seal of this new birth. Here we are washed by the Holy Spirit and made clean. Here we are clothed with Christ, dying to sin that we may live his risen life. As children of God, we have a new dignity, and God calls us to fullness of life. Holy baptism is administered to infants on the understanding that they will be brought up in the fellowship of Christ's church, that they will be taught the Christian faith, and that when they publicly confess this faith, they'll be confirmed by the bishop and admitted to the Holy Communion. We welcome those who come to be baptized. I invite their sponsors to present her now. And the church wardens are going to come forward and they're going to lead Gavin and Tara along with Ella and the godparents and the family up for baptism. Parents and godparents, will you accept the responsibilities placed upon you in bringing Ella, Carol, Eileen, May for baptism and answer on her behalf? By your own prayers and example, by your teaching and love, will you encourage her in the life and faith of the Christian community? In baptism, this child begins her journey in faith. You speak for her today. Will you care for her and help her to take her place within the life and worship of Christ's church?
With the help of God, we will.
In baptism, God calls us from darkness into his marvelous light. To follow Christ means dying to sin and rising to new life with him. Therefore, I ask, do you turn to Christ? Do you then renounce the devil and all his works? Will you obey and serve Christ? I invite the congregation to stand. And this is our opportunity to enter fully into this service of baptism. We've heard the parents and godparents answer the questions about following Christ, about being faithful to Christ, about being faithful to church and rejecting evil. And so now we have our opportunity to give them support and encouragement at this time of new beginning. You've heard these, our brothers and sisters, respond to Christ. Will you support them in this calling?
We will support them.
I'm going to invite all the children who would like to come down to stand around here at the font so they can see the baptism taking place for themselves. All are very welcome. And the first thing we have to do is to ask God's blessing on the water here in the font for baptism. Praise God who made heaven and earth. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water to sustain, refresh, and cleanse all life. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water, you led the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt to freedom in the Promised Land. In water, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us from death of sin to newness of life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we baptize into this fellowship those who come to him in faith. Now sanctify this water, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, Ella, Carol, Eileen, may be cleansed from sin and born again, renewed in your image. May she walk by the light of faith and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Parents and godparents, do you believe and accept the Christian faith into which Ella, Carol, Eileen May is to be baptized? Brothers and sisters, I ask you to profess together with this candidate the faith of the Church. Do you believe and trust in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe and trust in God the Son?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit? Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Good morning. are you going to come to me? Are you?
Name this child. Name this child. Ella, Carol, Eileen, May, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ claims you for his own. Receive the sign of the cross. Live as a disciple of Christ. Fight the good fight. Finish the race. Keep the faith. Confess Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection. Look for his coming in glory. May Almighty God deliver you from the powers of darkness, restore in you the image of his glory, and lead you in the light and obedience of Christ. Amen. God has called you into his church. We therefore receive and welcome you as a member with us of the body of Christ, as a child of the one heavenly Father, and as an inheritor of the kingdom of God.
Back to mother.
Or as well. And so we welcome a new member who's now happy.
We pray for Ella and for all those who will influence her life in the days to come. Father, we thank you that Ella has now been born again of water and the Holy Spirit and has become your own child by adoption and a member of your church. Grant that she may grow in the faith in which she has been baptized. Grant that she may herself confess it when she comes to be confirmed. Grant that she may bear witness to it by a life of service to others, and that all things belonging to the Spirit may live and grow in her, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, bless the home of Ella, and give such grace and wisdom to all who have the care of her, that by their word and good example they may teach her to know and love you, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
And as family, we join together in the family prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We return back to our places, and Elizabeth Leonard will lead us in our prayers of intercession. Let us pray.
On this day of Pentecost, we will be using the second form of intercessions, which can be found on page 238 of the Book of Common Prayer, or on page 151 of the large print edition. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, Strengthen your church in all the world. In the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for the Episcopal Church in Colorado. Renew the life of this diocese of Down and Dromore. In our diocesan cycle of prayer, we pray for the parish of Craigavon and their deacon, Myrtle Morrison. Bless Harold, our bishop, John, our rector, Ken and Walter, our assistant priests, and Karen, our diocesan lay reader. Bless all in our parish at St. Columba's and build us up in faith and love. Lord, in your mercy,
prayer.
Lord of creation, look with favor upon the world you have made. Guide the nations in the ways of justice and of peace. And bless Elizabeth, our Queen, and all in authority. May those in positions of power and authority be filled with wisdom and understanding, so that there might be peace and harmony among all people. Today, we pray for Cuba as they have a weekend of national mourning following the plane crash which killed so many people. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of our relationships, comfort and sustain the communities in which we live and work. Today, as the church family, we welcome a new member, Ella. We give thanks for her family and friends who are with her today. We also welcome all visitors to St. Columba's this morning. And in the wider community, all will be welcome at Knock Methodist tonight for an ecumenical Pentecost service. As Christian Aid Week concludes, we thank Hazel Reed and her team for doing the collections in this area. We continue to pray for all in our parish who are sitting exams. We remember all parents and teachers who support and encourage them. Today, we pray for the royal family following the wedding of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Support all couples preparing for marriage. Help us to love our neighbours as ourselves. Enable us to serve our families and friends. And to love one another as you love us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of all healing, relieve and protect those who are sick or suffering or injured. Be with those who have any special need. We pray for all known to us who are ill at home or in hospital. All people who are alone and those who are anxious. May they know your comfort and consolation, your care and your love, and deliver all who know danger, violence, or oppression. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of eternity, we remember before you all those whom we miss and all who have influenced our lives. Bind us together by your Holy Spirit, in communion with all who, having confessed the faith, have died in the peace of Christ, that we may entrust ourselves and one another and our whole life to you, Lord God, and come with all your saints to the joys of your eternal kingdom. Amen.
text at the top of page 207. We do not presume to come to this, your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. We stand for the Pentecost peace. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. So may the peace of the Lord be always with you. We share the peace. before us, nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven. Amen. This morning we use the second Eucharistic prayer beginning on page 212.
The Lord be with you.
All glory and honor, thanks and praise be given to you at all times and in all places, Lord, Holy Father, true and living God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is your eternal Word, through whom you have created all things from the beginning and formed us in your own image. In your great love, you gave him to be made man for us and to share our common life. In obedience to your will, your Son, our Saviour, offered himself a perfect sacrifice and died on the cross for our redemption. Through him you have freed us from the slavery of sin and reconciled us to yourself, our God and Father. He is our great High Priest, whom you raised from death and exalted to your right hand on high, where he ever lives to intercede for us. Through him you have sent upon us your holy and life-giving Spirit and made us a royal priesthood called to serve you forever. By the same Spirit we are led into all truth and given power to proclaim with boldness the glorious gospel to all the world. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Merciful Father, we thank you for these gifts of your creation, this bread and wine, and we pray that we who eat and drink them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, in obedience to our Saviour Christ, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his body and his blood, who on the night that he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as our Saviour has commanded. We celebrate the redemption he has won for us. We proclaim his perfect sacrifice, made once for all upon the cross, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and we look for his coming to fulfill all things according to your will.
Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Renew us by your Holy Spirit. Unite us in the body of your Son, and bring us with all your people into the joy of your eternal kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord, with whom and in whom, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of never-ending praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power are yours forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. The gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father.
Jesus, have mercy on us. Jesus, have mercy.
Let us pray. Gracious God, lover of all, in this sacrament we are one family in Christ your Son, one in the sharing of the body and blood, and one in the communion of the Spirit. Help us to grow in love for one another and come to the full maturity of the body of Christ. We make our prayer through your Son, our Saviour. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The Spirit of truth lead you into all truth, give you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to proclaim the words and works of God. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. In the name of Christ, amen.
Christian aid envelopes at the back of church for those who haven't got and would like to have. Please take one.